Hey fans, Paige Hill here for another exciting edition of Rams Nation. First up, we step on the field and listen to the sounds of the game from the player's perspective in Wired.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, just a riff. Yeah, no problem. Don't put your thumb in it, will you?
Woo! Let's go! Rams on three. 1, 2, 3.
Rams!
There you go. There we go.
I can see the pancakes coming here tonight. Hold on.
Big boys!
Okay, nice.
Woo! We go on the wall! Come on! Come on! Come on! Yes! Yes!
And the Rams will start at their own 20-yard line.
Coach, they line up in a three on that. You want me to still stay on the double? There we go. Dunbar. Good.
Good stop, defense.
Stevens Howland goes in motion. They throw it to him, and it's picked off, and Janoris Jenkins has got a pick six.
There's no flag, right, Coach? There was no flag.
10-5 touchdown for the rookie out of North Alabama. A pick and a 35-yard interception return for a touchdown.
Get the score, quiet the crowd.
Down the field for Amendola, and he makes a diving grab.
Run!
Sam takes, fakes the handoff, throws the middle, wide open is Kendricks, 15, yes! 10, stiff arm, 5, touchdown, Lance Kendricks. A play action strike covering 37 yards.
Now, baby, this is what I'm talking about. I'm tired from celebrating. Hey, good poise, Sam, good poise.
Keep executing the runs.
Bradford gives to Jackson. Stretch play right. Cuts it back left. Into the clear. 15, 20. Left sideline 30. Being chased 35, 40. 45, 50. And Steven Jackson bounces his way into Arizona territory.
Woo! That's backside, baby.
Bradford will pass on play action. They pick up the blitz. He launches down the field for Gibbons. One-on-one coverage. And Gibbons makes the catch. For a touchdown!
Woo! Woo! There we go, boy. Celebrate, sure is time.
Yeah, buddy!
Red Sea, kind of quiet. Quiet, quiet, Red Sea. Boy, I hit him. I said, ha! He yanked me while I was running for it.
Here's the blitz off the edge. Lindley back looking. Throws to the sideline. Underthrown. Jenkins has got his second pick.
Let's go. To the crib. To the crib.
Right sideline 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Janoris Jenkins.
To the crib. Okay.
His second pick, 6 of the afternoon. Jenkins takes it in from 39 yards out.
We need like a full just bring it call. We need a full bring it call on the zone. Try to get it pushed front side. All day, man. All day. Woo! Oh, it is empty out here. You see what happens when I'm mic'd up? We win. When I'm mic'd up, we win. So I'm going to be mic'd up for the rest of the season.
Looks right. Fires for Fitzgerald. Ball's tipped. He makes the catch. It's up in the air, and now it's intercepted by Laurinaitis.
And that's the game.
Sam Bradford takes a knee, and that's it. The Rams are now 3-0-1 in NFC West play. They improved to 4-6-1 overall, 31-17. The Rams win here at University of Phoenix Stadium.
Oh, man. It's a good feeling ending on the field. We needed that. Let's get this win streak up. Let's get this win streak. I'm going home. And when I go home, I'm going straight to the hospital. I'm going to greet my newborn daughter, Aaliyah. Holler. There we go. Yeah, man. Good day. What I always like to do, throw the gloves to the fans. Throw the gloves to the fans. Where's my guys? Where's my guys? Where's my guys? Where's my guys? Hey, my guy, you got it, man.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack, James Laurinaitis leading the charge, 10-5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
With nearly 20 years of head coaching experience, Jeff Fisher has seen it all. Luckily, he's on our side. Let's hear what he has to say about this week's matchup in Fisher Up Front.
The Rams are now 3-0-1 in NFC West play, 31-17. The Rams win here at University of Phoenix Stadium.
You know, you're in the division. We've had success in the division, and now we're still in the division. But it was real important because we bounced back off a game that we should have won against the Jets, had a chance too early, but didn't happen, had a great week of practice, and just convinced them that if you just keep doing what we're doing, we'll go out and make plays. We'll get one of these, and you'll remember how much fun it is.
Bradford gives to Jackson. Stretch play right. Cuts it back left. Into the clear. 15, 20. Left sideline, 30. Steven Jackson bounces his way into Arizona territory.
He's doing what we expected him to do and more. We started the year off, you know, not resting him, but we'll use him, Darryl, a little bit, knowing that we'd have him for the stretch, and right now he's running as good as he's ever run. It goes back to the first talk I had with this team about the personality that we want to have, and it's that four-minute personality. That's what we started. This era is basically, hey, there's 4 minutes or 6 minutes or 8 minutes left to go in the ball game, and we're going to take the ball and we're going to pound our opponent, and there's nothing that they can do about it, and then build the team from there. That's obviously, that was what happened yesterday.
Here's the blitz off the edge. Lindley back looking, throws to the sideline, underthrown. Jenkins has got his second pick. Right sideline, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Janoris Jenkins. His second pick six of the afternoon. And what an afternoon for the rookie from North Alabama.
They're educated guesses. Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's very, very smart. And so he recognizes things. He sees formations and knows where the ball is going to go. And that's basically how he took advantage of both those opportunities yesterday. There also are maybe 65 to 67 other plays, maybe 70 plays that he played in, not of which were all perfect. And that's what we're trying to get to, is just consistency. But those two big plays were giant plays in the ballgame. I'd like to see him more consistent on the other plays as well.
Bradford will pass on play action. They pick up the blitz. He launches down the field for Gibbons. One-on-one coverage, and Gibbons makes the catch for a touchdown.
Early in the year, he was making a big plays down the field. Now he's making the other plays that we need to see out of him. They respect his speed, therefore you can make the other plays underneath. And so he's coming on. He's still got ways to go. I mean, you know, we always say this, that players make their biggest improvement from year one to year two. Well, he's a little closer to year two than he is to year one right now, so he continues to improve. Oh yeah, there's no doubt. This game's going to tell us what kind of team we have, because we'll get them at their absolute very best. Will be huge. We need to get back to playing well. We didn't play particularly well the last couple times we were there. So I believe everybody's going to come out and take a stand and pull for us as we try to beat the team to beat in our division.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack, James Laurinaitis leading the charge, 10-5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
You see these beautiful women cheering on the sidelines? Now let's get to know one of your St. Louis Rams cheerleaders.
Hi, I'm Chelsea from Edwardsville, Illinois, and this is my second season as a Rams cheerleader. The best part of being a Rams cheerleader is all of the charitable events that we get to attend. It was wonderful to get to work with Habitat for Humanity this year in Joplin, and I actually went last year, so I was very blessed to get to go again and help out, and it was a great experience to get to help build houses and get to see all the progress that the community has done, and they've really overtaken a lot in the past year, so it was good to go back, and I hope that I can go back in the future too. Shooting in Cancun was absolutely amazing. The weather was perfect. My bikini was gold with a little red and orange detail on the top, and then the bottoms were red with the same braid detail on the bottom. I got to see a couple of our photos after the shoot, and I think it's gonna turn out wonderful. The photographer did a great job, so I'm really looking forward to seeing the final result. My touchdown dance would have to be a combination of spiking the ball down, then throwing my head back and doing the Bernie. Thanks for joining me, Chelsea.
Next up, we take a seat under the lights in an exclusive interview with one of your favorite St. Louis Rams. Let's check it out.
Craig Dahl, number 43, safety.
Turn up!
You know, it's definitely a change from what I was used to in the past. They required a lot of man coverage. My position being kind of the deep middle, just trying to overlap on different things. It gives you a lot of freedom as a player to follow your instincts and trust what you see, and also maybe to apply things that you can pick up on film watching yourself. And so it is very aggressive defense, as you can tell. The whole objective is to get the quarterback uncomfortable back there and try to play tight coverage on the outside.
Lindley in shotgun at second and 10. Steps up to avoid the rush. Throws the middle right into an interception. Craig Dahl, 50, 45, 40, left sideline, 35, 30, 20. To the 15, and Dahl spinning forward to the Arizona 12-yard line.
Being colorblind, it's kind of hard to pick up, the differences in a dark green and versus a dark red. And it seems to blend to me. And the contacts are made to just help colors, just emphasize different colors. And it seems that red really stands out when I wear them. So I just wanted to make sure that I had every advantage for this game that I could possibly have.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack, James Laurinaitis leading the charge, 10-5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
The Rams not only put in hard work on the field, but they help out in the community year round. Let's see who the Rams get back to this time in Community Minute.
Right now we're at the Senior Citizen Center. We're over here passing out Thanksgiving food, turkey, just trying to help out back to the community. I really get a warm feeling from doing things like this. You got to remember, before we were football players, we were just regular people. And I love to be able to give back.
This year we're providing Thanksgiving meals to over 2,000 families. The Rams players alone contributed more than $34,000 to help fund this initiative to make sure that people have that Thanksgiving meal on their table on Thursday.
It's wonderful to see them. You know, they look like, you know, really big giants, but they're gentle giants, you know, and they're smiling and they're hugging and they're signing autographs. You can tell that they really, really enjoy being a part of this.
I just hope that they understand that, you know, we care about everyone, big, small, doesn't matter. We want to look out for our community because we want them to know that they support us.
We also have the defensive line, which is doing home deliveries to people that aren't able to come and pick up the turkey and the Thanksgiving dinners that we provide with the Urban League every year.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Also, just meeting all these nice people. I mean, everybody's so thankful and friendly. You have to be pretty nice to let somebody in your house that you don't know, especially 300-pound turkeys.
How you doing?
It makes our day. Hopefully, it makes their day. And just gives us an opportunity to meet some of these awesome people that live in the St. Louis community. And just to have that support from them as fans, but just also just people, just meeting them and spreading the holiday cheer.
Oh, I'm just overwhelmed. Thank you all so much.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack, James Laurinaitis leading the charge, 10-5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
Welcome back to Rams Nation. You may have watched the Rams play this month, but can you remember the best plays? Well, we're here to remind you in this month's top 10 plays.
Bradford gives to Jackson, stretch play right, cuts it back left, into the clear, 15, 20, left sideline 30, being chased 35, 40, 45, 50, and Steven Jackson bounces his way into Arizona territory. Bradford takes, settles, throws down the field, a wide open Brian Quick at the 10, the 5, fighting for the end zone, he is in, touchdown Brian Quick, a 36-yard strike from Sam Bradford. And the rookie from Appalachian State gets his first taste of pay dirt in the National Football League. They give it to SJ39 up the middle into the end zone. Touchdown, Steven Jackson. Oh, what a first quarter for the Rams. A 7-yard touchdown by SJ39. Has time in the pocket, down the field for Amendola, and he makes a diving grab, gets up, and he's out of bounds with a first down deep in Arizona territory.
at the 19-yard line. I thought that ball was overthrown. Danny closed and made a great diving catch for a 38-yard reception. Bam takes, fakes the handoff, throws the middle, wide open is Kendricks, 15, 10, stiff arm, 5, touchdown, Lance Kendricks. A play-action strike covering 37 yards.
49ers rush for it, Bradford. He dumps it short for Jackson. Got to fight for a first down, takes on tacklers, and Patrick Willis will hold him up. Nope, they're going to get a first down. Steven Jackson's got some help, still fighting with his helmet coming off, and the entire Rams sideline is going crazy in support of Steven Jackson's effort on that third down.
That's just a heck of an effort there.
Malone, the punter, puts it down. Kick is away, it's blocked off the edge. Ball's on the turf and scooped and out of bounds by Quentin Michael.
Janoris Jenkins came off the right side of the Rams defense, laid out and got his hands on the football to make it a 7-3 game.
Johnny Hecker will take the snap about 5 yards deep in the end zone. And the 49ers are coming after him. It's a fake and he throws right side. It's caught by Rodney McLeod. 35 out to the 40. What a call by Jeff Fisher. You talk about guts. Bradford will pass on play action. They pick up the blitz. He launches down the field for Givens. One-on-one coverage, and Givens makes the catch for a touchdown. Sam Bradford, 37 yards to Chris Givens. Here's the blitz off the edge. Lindley back looking. Throws to the sideline. Underthrown. Jenkins has got his second pick. Right sideline, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Janoris Jenkins. His second pick six of the afternoon. Jenkins takes it in from 39 yards out. And what an afternoon for the rookie from North Alabama.
Thanks for joining us, Rams fans. And stay tuned next week as we bring you more action on Rams Nation. And follow us online at stlouisrams.com for continuous updates throughout the week.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
An RBN production.